Lest there be any doubt, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I reached out to Dr. Val Giddings, Senior Analyst for Information Technology and Innovation Foundation in Washington, D.C., regarding the claims from a number of organizations that glyphosate, the herbicide present in Roundup, was very, very toxic and ubiquitous, meaning it's found everywhere. His response was pretty clear.
The data support zero of their claims and concerns. The data show abundantly and very clearly that glyphosate is one of the safest chemicals ever used in agriculture. It is less toxic than chocolate. It is safer than table salt. It is less toxic than vinegar. So there is no there in terms of the potential health hazards associated with agricultural chemicals. And it's at the point where these folks, they have convinced themselves that there's something to worry about, despite the fact that there are no data to support their claims. And, you know, what are you going to do? They're impervious to data. They cite a couple of studies that claim to have found ill effects. Those studies have been shown to be methodologically fatally flawed, and they do not support the claims of potential harm that are advanced by the people who did them. And in fact, the most famous of those studies was withdrawn. The opponents of glyphosate claim that this was a campaign orchestrated by Monsanto, which is not in fact the case. So the arguments that are made support this concern that some of these folks have are not supported by the data. Where they have any foundation at all, they're based on shoddy science.
My guess is you can use Roundup. David Sparks, aginfo.net.